Joining us this afternoon is my favorite motorman. He is Eugene Herbert from Master Drive. And we're going to kind of try and understand what this means for all of us on the road. Eugene there.
Yes.
Eugene, let's hope third time lucky. Are you there?
Absolutely. And I'm sitting in rapt attention. All right.
What a difference. I can actually hear every single word you are saying this time. This puts a smile on my face. That is great. Before we even jump into this whole issue of no more licenses and no more disc plates, et cetera, et cetera. Last time you and I spoke, you kind of intimated that I could get hold of you and get to drive a Chinese car. Just to let you know that you've got an exemption from that for the next while. I broke both my wrists. So I don't reckon
you're serious.
So I don't think your insurers would be too happy with a one-eyed dude with two broken wrists driving a brand new Jetour T2 or whatever it is with about $1 million. I think we'll just wait a little while and then you can...
As soon as you're ready, hey, as soon as you're ready, you shout. I don't want your listeners to think that I renege on a deal. So please, all listeners, remind the man that he's got to do it.
Okay. So now let's move on to the issue that we were supposed to talk about, which is this new system. Apparently, we are going to be getting rid of license discs and car license cards. Is this the biggest shakeup that we've seen in South African road admin for years? What's your take?
I love your comment. Are we likely to believe, or apparently words to that effect? Mm-hmm. You know, we've had so many other things that have been promised. You just look at auto at the moment, and whilst I agree with all the things that it should do, it was delayed and kicked into touch. What about body cams for the police to prevent corruption? So I understand why they're doing it and why they would do it. Please, 110% behind, because I'm sure that sometimes you've got into one of your mate's cars and you've seen 500 stickers of the license discs from mm-hmm. when the, you know, and it mm-hmm. came out of the arc. So yes, at least you have a clear windscreen kind of thing. What will happen to it if I'm out in the country? I kind of wonder, will the person over there have the technology to read whether or not my vehicle is licensed? So if there is going to be a system such as this, it's not going to be tomorrow. So let any motorist who thinks that they're going to have a resolution to that not be misled. I love the idea because there is number plate recognition. These people who then ride along and they think that they can put false plates on their cars and they will be able to get away with it, won't be able to do it because it will look at the number and identify what vehicle it should be. And then, of course, that individual can be pulled over and given the appropriate commendation, whether it's a slap on the wrist or a lunch that he's buying the traffic officer. So, yeah, lovely ideas, and it's great. But let's be more practical and just enforce the rules and the laws that are there. Get rid of the corruption in the stations. There is provision. And it's not that these guys don't get paid enough money, Simon. They get paid decent salaries. So I think it's the spirit they see our lords and masters in government getting away with it. And as a result, they think they can get away with it.
So this problem that they are attempting to address, the fraud problem, I just want to get a handle on just how bad it really is. Somewhere in this article I read that the RTMC says that fraud is so widespread that some operators apparently register 10 trucks and then clone discs for the other 90. I mean, does the problem run that deep?
Yes, it is. And if you engage with some of the out-of-town honorable and honest law enforcers, I've seen it on the road from Durban to Johannesburg. It's one vehicle that's got a license disc, apparently all legal, etc. And then if you go and inspect their location, you'll find there's 10 trucks with exactly the same number and license disc on it. So yes, now if I know on our big stuff we're paying, what's it, I think 10 grand or something like that for a license disc. So if you're running 20 trucks at 10 grand a time, you're saving a lot of money. Mm. And that's besides those trailers that they're pulling behind them. So yes, it is. And I think if you look at what government lost on the fraud from cigarettes, for example, that's billions. They're losing inordinate amount of money on the false licensing.
Again, that article mentioned the fact that there are certain syndicates out there apparently selling licenses for anything between 3,500 and 14,000 rand. And I'm just wondering, would digitization meaningfully close that loophole, or do you reckon that criminals would just adapt as they seem so able to do?
You know, I think I made the comment in the past that if those criminals applied their mind to something legitimate, this country could be absolutely brilliant. So, yes, I agree that any interim measure would be good if it can be implemented. But it just takes a little while before some astute criminal then finds a way around it. And of course, as long as you've got people within government or within those authorities who are able or willing to circumvent the law, somebody will be willing to do it. And we've seen it in so many other areas, and that's not a nice place to be.
And then going back to the heavy reliance of this new plan on number plate recognition, I mean, that seems absolutely key. I think in South Africa, you could call, what do we refer to it as? The tyranny of distance. It's a big country. Technology isn't the same everywhere. They talk about e-force gadgets for officers. Let's get real here. In real South African conditions, and I'm thinking load shedding, I'm thinking connectivity issues, outdated equipment. I mean, this isn't really workable, is it?
Well, if I can just, you know, comment on something different, but you'll see the connection. Mm-hmm. You know, for us to have autonomous vehicles in South Africa, you're going to have a minimum of three things: stable power, 5G connectivity, and then, of course, the ability to read the signs on the road. Can we guarantee that any of those are available all over the country at the moment? Clearly not. So, as with connectivity, what happens if you're out there on the side of the road and the guy wants to check it and there's no connectivity? What does he do? Is he going to keep you waiting an hour, 2 hours or something? You can imagine something as difficult as that. Is it not just going to be another reason why motorists will then believe that enforcement is done selectively and not done appropriately?
Very, very, very interesting. That was my initial gut reaction to this as well. I do see that there's a planned MyMzansi app by the end of 2026. I mean, let's get real. That timeline is just too short. This can't happen in the timeframes suggested, surely.
I think you misread that. It should probably be 2036. No, I'm only pulling you there. All right.
Okay. No, that's great. Yeah, well, that would make a whole lot more sense, and then I wouldn't have asked the question because they would have given themselves enough time. Sure. That's a great place.
And your wrists will be okay by then, all right?
They definitely will. They definitely will. And I will have driven a Chinese vehicle by then too. Eugene Herbert, Chief Exec of Masterdrive. Thank you as always for being with us on Chai FM.